as the sin bearer, that's how he was crucified. He was numbered amongst transgressors. And all that, God was accomplishing his purpose, even though they remained in their ignorance. Until some, it appears, the Lord did open their eyes. And they looked upon him whom they had pierced. That same work of the Spirit is necessary in our hearts, because they were just our representatives. When they cried, "Crucify him, crucify," they were speaking in our place. And if I believe and have been taught that Christ died for me, then my sins nailed them to that tree. They're raising their fists in the face of God was doing it on my behalf. But all the while, Christ was taking away my sin. But the key word there concerning God, or title, is the Lord God of hosts was with him. How many times we read that title, but I wonder if we give it any consideration, because it's used many times throughout Scripture to describe God. So that's why I want us to dwell on it. But let's read the rest to see here how God is at work in establishing this kingdom of David, just like he's at work in establishing Christ's kingdom. There are those that think that somehow Christ is at a distance and he's waiting to come back and reign. That's what they present it. No, he's reigning right now. There's nothing, when you read the book of Revelation, there's nothing that takes place but what comes from his throne, him who is seated on that throne. I'll tell you, when the Lord began to open my eyes and teach me that, not only did it open up the book of Revelation to see that, no, this was written for the church here now, but it also caused me to rest, because this world is a troubled place. And people run to and fro, just like this week with a solar eclipse. You would think everybody was a sun worshiper, the way they were out there buying the glasses and standing there and all. But I didn't hear of anybody that spoke of God's glory and how that is a picture of his son. How sin has eclipsed, if you will, the sun, but for a time, the sun shines through the there's a lot of illustrations in Christ being the Son of Righteousness, but people stand there and they talk about Mother Nature. Most of them believe this world evolved, and you're sitting there thinking, well, if it just evolved, how on earth are they predicting already when the next eclipses are going to be? 2024, they're saying there's going to be four of them. How do you determine those things unless there's order? So the very thing they deny concerning the Lord God of hosts, blindly giving the glory to something else. But that's where we all would be, giving glory to the creature rather than the creator. But I know what the scriptures say about our Lord. When he came, he didn't come to do a performance. When he did miracles, it wasn't to attract a crowd. In fact, as they flocked to him, he separated himself even out from them. When they would have him do a miracle, they say, well, you know, how long will you keep it from us that you're the Messiah? They wanted him doing some things. They even wanted him to go back and bring down manna from heaven, like in the Old Testament. I liken it to religious groups today that like to go back and do the passion play, replay it. They have all these plays that they have going on as if somehow that's worship. It's not. Not even our Lord did a play. He never taught his disciples to do plays as a way of going out and promoting his name. Nothing about what he did was a performance. Think of him in a strange land. I truly believe that that's why we don't know. In fact, John wrote that. He said, there are many things that our Lord didn't say that cannot be written. Because the world couldn't contain the number of the books. But what he said, these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing you might have life in his name.